2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Elvis was really mad at me this morning.
I know.
Because my around the room was my big rubber chicken.
Explain to people what that is.
So I have this, you know those, Chico the Chicken? Should follow him on social, Chico the Chicken. They sell them at Party City. They have all kinds of different, like, colors, you know, pink and
they're
blue.
They're rubber chickens.
Yeah, they're rubber chickens.
Toys.
And they come in different sizes.
And the chicken, its specific expression on all of them that I've ever seen is two bulging eyes popping out of its head with its beak perched open.
Yeah.
It looks like a sex doll.
It does look like a sex doll.
It does look like a sex doll.
But anyway, I have lots of fun around here with the rubber chickens. Like, I have a medium-sized one, then I had a mini one that our friend Dr. Kathy sent us.
Those were fine.
And then she said that she saw me, I posted a video of myself with this big, huge jumbo rubber chicken.
It's 3 feet tall.
It's huge. And so she sent it to me. So I figured in my around the room today, I would use it. But it doesn't stop. Like, it's one big continuous gaw. Is that
so
what you say? Gaw?
it's how big is this thing?
3 feet?
It's a black chicken.
Like more like a rooster.
No, this says with, chicken.
It does. Well, no, look, it's a rooster because it's
got a comb.
The red thing on its head.
This is the hug me chicken.
That's
he's
a rooster.
So big. You want to hear him?
Listen to how she's pressing on its chest.
It's bad. Listen how long this goes.
Okay, you have to explain what you did.
All I did was... Hold on, he's still going. All I did was squeeze his stomach.
Right, so what's happening is, as it sucks the air back in to refill, like squeezing a soda bottle, the air is making that sound.
And I think because it's such a big chicken, it takes so much longer to refill.
Nate is unimpressed.
He's unimpressed.
Nate!
That is the most annoying thing I think I've ever heard, seen in my life.
If I just do it like this, that's not as annoying. But this.
What are you going to do with that, Danielle?
Okay, so.
Are you kidding me? I'm taking this home with me.
Please do. Now.
He sounds like he's dying.
I would say that chicken right there would cause vegetarians to eat chicken again.
Elvis, so I brought it in for my around the room. And Elvis, I thought he was going to kill me this time.
I thought he was too.
You know why? Because it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
And it's a good wake.
It wasn't 8:30. It was 6 o'clock. So
it's a good alarm.
Made in China, Danielle.
Okay. Yes. A lot of things I own are made in China.
I know.
They told me that it's okay.
Can I save everyone some time and effort? Speaking of China.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an internet scam going on today on all social media. On the side of a Lysol canister, on wipes, on the spray can, it lists that, you know, it kills 99% of germs, and it lists the germs it kills. One of the germs it says it kills is the coronavirus.
Oh.
That is not the one in the news.
There's several different
right.
Kinds,
in fact, it's the nuovo coronavirus, meaning new. There's a new coronavirus. So people are like, it's a scam. We've known about this virus. China's lying. Everything in life is not a controversy and a conspiracy theory. It's nothing. It's a scam on the internet. Stop falling for it. Stop spreading it.
Well, let's talk about that. Are you guys really concerned about the coronavirus?
I wasn't until today.
Okay. Well, what was today that made it different for you?
So when they went on the set of Mission Impossible 2 and they're like shutting down production when they don't even have the virus on the set, but because of government precautions in Italy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so now it's in Italy? So now... Now I'm starting to worry about it. I feel like it's going to become a pandemic. I really do.
I'm upset. I'm upset by what's going on and seeing in the other countries what's happening. But if I may, I don't know if I should say this. I am not concerned. I know.
Okay, why?
Here's why. Because this is, oh God, because it's an unpopular opinion, but I really do feel, I'm just going about my day. I'm not thinking about it. I don't think about wearing a mask. I don't even feel like traveling overseas that I'm unsafe.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, not that I feel like I'm immune to it, I just am not concerned to the level that a lot of others are. For instance, my girlfriend, she works at a company where they have now demanded that everybody who has traveled to China, Asia, anywhere in Asia, even Japan, has to self-quarantine for 14 days when they came back. They're like, if you just came back from a trip overseas, you stay home for 14 days, no problem, don't worry, but you have to.
Wow.
So now that got me thinking.
I'll go to Asia.
Well,
get 2 weeks off.
Right. That got, well,
So for that company.
So Andrew went to Asia. He was in Japan. He went to Tokyo and visited some places in Kyoto. And so my girlfriend was like, dude, are you guys concerned that you're around Andrew? You know, he just got back. He was dead serious, too. I said, why? Well, my company is quarantining people. Shouldn't you guys quarantine Andrew and make him stay home for 14 days? So her level of concern is like an 8, 9.
Yeah.
Mine is a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're also a person that never gets sick, Scary. So I think you could be in the ward where they're treating coronavirus patients, and you'd be like, "I'm fine."
That's the thing he gets.
No, I don't want people listening to this to think that I don't give a shit.
I don't think people think that.
For some reason, it's not on my radar.
But
I've seen the stories. I'm hearing you loud and clear. But in the grand scheme of things, at the date this podcast was recorded on February 25th, 2020, it's not a pandemic, and it's not, and it's a very low percentage, and the people that are dying, unfortunately, have compromised immune systems.
So the problem is like a Froggy or a Nate, it would not be good for them to get this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And even I think at this point in my recovery, I think I'm past the point of probably getting something like that.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I looked it up. You're fine.
Oh, thanks, Brody.
Oh, you looked it up?
So where does it go from bad to worse in people?
Also, I'm not looking to downplay it, but people are saying, as the expression goes, the mortality rate is less than the flu.
Yeah.
Right.
So although it's spreading quickly and the sign and people are getting it, thankfully at this moment, and look, no one wants to be the 2% that's dying, but it's 2%. It's not like 80% of people are dying. So it's terrible. I'm not, you know, but it's not as bad as we may think, so don't go crazy.
It's media hype.
Yeah. I hate to say that. I was talking to some friends over the weekend, and I really think that I don't think we are part of the problem, but media in general
is part
of the problem.
We do a dopey morning show.
Yeah, we do a dopey morning show. We're not doing hard hitting. Hey, this is going to kill you. We'll tell you what it is in 5 minutes.
No.
We're not doing that.
We're very, very safe and very, very low risk. Now, should I travel to Europe and Asia?
I'd like to see you do that.
we're actually chipping in for a trip for you, Scary.
You know what? I mean, is that a problem?
Is it Wuhan?
Wuhan province?
I'm fearless. I'm not going to Wuhan.
No.
But
no.
I don't think I'm allowed to.
It really is kind of scary, though. Like, some friends are in a text chain, and we're sending back things that we find on the internet, and there was this video that I saw, and it was a roadblock where there's people in cars. Did you see it, Danielle? And they were pulling the people out of the cars and swabbing them. And then, you know, if they came up positive, they would pull them aside.
Yeah.
It turns out that was just a drill from like 8 months ago before the coronavirus even became a thing. They were running through a practice of what to do if there is a disease that they're trying to quarantine. But people are like, oh my God, this is what's happening now.
Right.
So it's the media and it's all of these things, all of these little tidbits.
It's social media too. It's all types of media.
I will say that the Center for Disease Control and the pandemic division of our government was cut $2 billion 2 years ago. Just saying, the timing may have been poor for the organization of our government that would handle this defunded.
Okay. Let's say it's not coronavirus, but it's something else. I mean, there are...
Plague was the
result of bad sanitation.
Right, but I'm saying there are illnesses that if they spread, like, you know, you're dead.
Yeah.
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 Then I would worry.
I think the thing to learn from this is I don't think we're going to be affected. I don't think any of us are going to come down with it or get sick. And I think it'll, I hate to say this, blow over at some point, but I think there's something to learn from it.
I think this
are you prepared?
How do you prepare? They say the masks don't even work.
Well, it depends on the mask. You have to get the grade A medical masks. Like, you can't get the ones a little
bit. But even those, you have to change every 15 minutes or something.
Every 15 minutes?
I was reading about something.
I'd rather get the virus at this point, walk around with a mask on my face every 15 minutes.
Do you know what scared me? When one lady was on the news, and she's just like, so they took them off a ship or whatever they took them off of, and she's like, I didn't even know I had it. She goes, I got swabbed and I'm positive. She goes, I've got no symptoms. And that made me go, huh?
Well, do you remember the Zika virus? The Zika virus, was this 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, with the mosquitoes, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't even know they had it.
Yeah.
Some people are just carriers for things.
So you can carry it, but you can't. And
sometimes you might have symptoms.
You might have it right now, Scary. You don't even know it.
Sometimes you can get, also said
there's a 2-week incubation period.
Why are you sweating?
But yeah, there's some viruses where you can be a carrier. You just never display any of the symptoms, and you never have an outbreak of any sort of illness.
Yeah.
You know, you just carry it.
I hear that squeezing that chicken is the cure.
Yeah?
I'm dead.
No, Danielle. Don't do it.
I'm gonna kill the world.
Oh,
come
my God.
Man.
You know what scared the hell out of me, though? Do you remember I Am Legend? All right,
the
I'm waiting for this to go. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Will Smith.
You gotta wait till the air goes back in this.
Cover its mouth.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah, that works. Cover its mouth.
Go back to what I was saying.
Wait, is that what you do to your victims?
Victims.
Cover its mouth.
I'm of the three guys in this room, I'm the only one without a reputation of killing people. Yeah.
No,
or having
Scary
victims.
Just abducts them.
I mean, Scary.
What are you talking about?
Scary doesn't murder them, he just abducts them.
Right.
When did that start?
No, somebody said, I remember when I came here, they were talking about you and your van.
My candy van?
Yeah.
No, sometimes girls have to untie themselves at the end of a date. To get out.
Yeah. The imaginary, yeah. I have a candy van the way Nate has a, you know, kills girls and
exactly.
has their heads in his freezer.
So, yes, please. Then, you have a van.
Stop it.
You guys
back to I Am Legend. That movie scared the
so
hell out of me.
Back to what you were saying, Nate, before we were rudely interrupted
yeah,
by this
but
chicken.
Goddamn chicken. No, I Am Legend, that movie scared the hell out of me.
Chicken.
Because it was based on the premise that this woman finds a cure for cancer and then turns out to not be a cure for cancer and turns people into zombies. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that could potentially happen, right? Find a cure for something and it turns out to be something else.
They test cures from... In fact, there's a lab in Boston that allegedly may have a vaccine for the coronavirus, the current...
Allegedly may.
Right, but because it's America, it'll take 3 months of testing before they approve it, which is a good thing.
Okay, if somebody came in the door right now, Brody, and said, hey, I've got this vaccine, it's not proven.
Not doing it.
But do you want to try it?
No.
Now, if I had coronavirus and I was dying and they said this could cure you, then I would do it. But listen, we have a friend who used to buy drugs out of a trunk of a car. I'm not doing that.
Who's a friend that didn't?
Okay. Do you not listen to this podcast 17 times?
I don't remember.
We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like
on the
Howard
show.
Scared to say
I
the
forgot.
Name, too, by the
no,
way.
No, it's Greg T. I thought you, when I said friend, you'd all go, yep, Greg T.
I forgot he did
just,
that.
Well, add it to the list of what he does. No, but he was jogging one day, and some guy was like, psst, hey.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. The guy's got a van now.
But
what Scary's all van.
I think you're right. If I was dying of it, then you try anything.
Right, but if someone's like, oh, I have a cure for something, I'm like, right. Well, who are you? Oh, I'm the guy on the As Seen on TV
right.
guy. I'm like, I'm not buying that from the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
He's got a cure for cancer.
Didn't he beat up a hooker? Is that the one that beat up a hooker?
One of the first ShamWow guy did, yeah.
Okay.
Mikey or whatever his name was.
Didn't he die the ShamWow?
No, that's the
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays died. He banged
Billy
his head
Mays
on a plane.
The same day that
someone else
Michael Jackson died.
Oh, no, that really? Was that no. was no. That was Farrah Fawcett who died when Michael Jackson
oh,
died.
Oh, and Billy Mays died the same
I,
day.
I looked
he
that
did?
Up.
I believe he did.
He was OxyClean.
Yes.
He was, right?
Yeah.
How much you want to put on that?
Now the Billy Flex Seal guy reminds me of Billy Mays. I know he died when someone else died, but you know what? I think he banged his head, but then didn't die for a couple of days. Is that what it was?
I thought this was an OD.
Was it?
No, Billy Mays died on June 28th.
2009?
When did Michael Jackson die? I know it was in the summer. I was in Target.
I don't have my phone today.
Oh, no, it was 3 days later. You're right.
See,
June 25th.
I know my shit. I know my stupid shit.
Stupid shit.
Yeah, he banged his head, maybe. He's like, Michael Jackson's dead. He banged his head on a plane.
He couldn't take it anymore.
Didn't he bang his head on a plane?
Toxicology showed a lot of painkillers.
Mm. Oh, originally, they said he banged his head and he was taking painkillers.
Yeah. Boy, this podcast really went all over the place, didn't
it? This is exciting
really
and fun.
Do you want me to bring out my chicken again?
No, Danielle. That really did.
How much cover its mouth.
We have a minute. We have a minute left.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you could get a minute out of that chicken?
Yeah. Do you want me to?
No.
People
why would we do
this,
that to people?
People probably turn this podcast off.
I have nothing left to say. Do you guys
chicken.
Have anything left to say for a minute?
The chicken does. Hold on. Really? That's what you think of the coronavirus?
Did I? Did I complain about charity CEOs on the podcast or in the room?
In the room.
I have. Okay.
Last topic for the
50
minute
break. I'm going to do this on the Brooklyn Boys this week also. I have, episode 117. I have got to be able to donate to a charity without someone on social media telling me that the CEO of that charity makes $3 million. First of all, that's an internet scam. That it's the same story to every charity. You know, UNICEF, you know, American Cancer Society, you know, and right now there's people going, no, it's real. Okay. Not every CEO makes $3 million. But if they do, it's because they run a company. Mm. Right? So I'm still going to give to the charity because they do good work. But if you're in a position of importance where you're in charge of a global company or a national company, you deserve to get paid.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make it a bad charity.
We talked about this on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Yeah, but not recently. I got it again. I gave to Goodwill. Oh, don't give to Goodwill. The CEO makes $3 million. No, they don't. I don't care. They emptied my garage for me. Thank you.
15-Minute Morning Show.